Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
Well, good morning. I'm Barbara Wiesel. I look forward to sharing ideas with you today about percolating your perfectly imperfect passion as you live the purpose out loud. It's a great tongue twister, isn't it? Well, see, Nadine, you were right with it, with exactly percolating. And I did that on purpose.
Peter Piper.
Exactly, that's what went through my mind. It's like how to inject fun and openness and that good energy when we're at a place that for some can be distressing, but for us it's fun, right? Fun. So in order to do that, to find our living our purpose out loud, which is the theme for this year with CSL, there are four steps that we can take. And when I'm talking about these four steps, I want you to know that these four steps are in your own time. It's not a race, not a race. So just take our time and go through them. So first step, examine your passions. What are you passionate about? What do you love to do? What do you love to do that brings you joy? What lifts you up? And don't edit yourself. Just allow it to come up, and that's where the percolation begins. As you think about your passion, things percolate. I remember as younger, I don't think it's quite so much now, making coffee for my parents and in the old time. I say that like I'm, how can I be in my 60s? Anyway, and the little top, the glass top on part that the percolator, okay, you all know. So that's what comes to my mind. It's like, there's an idea that makes me happy. Oh, that makes me happy. I enjoy doing that. So that's the percolation that occurs. So allow yourself to percolate those ideas, and then from there we'll build on those ideas as we go, and it builds the momentum around the ideas of moving forward into a place of passion, more understanding our passion, and then our purpose. So for me, I love to read, I enjoy nature, I like photography, music, water, traveling. Anybody who's been around me knows that, and connecting with people. And each of these in their own way uplift my soul as I continue to grow spiritually. So those are ideas for you. So find ways to take those things that you have passion around and get involved in doing activities that include those passions. And that heightens our awareness to spirit, and it allows us once again to live out loud. So those of you who follow the CSL calendar, as I said already, living out loud is the 2023 idea, suggestion, revelation for the year. So good questions to ask yourself when being in your passion is, how can this get better? So now we're into a passion. So just pick one, you know, pick one passion. And think about that. How can this get better? What is a richer, deeper joy that I can have around this experience, whatever it is? And we all have them. It's not that we have to necessarily share them with anyone. It's our own thing. And the idea around passion is, as we are inspired by our own passions and move out into the world, just even on our own, what happens to our energy? It lifts. And as it lifts, like with all the music last night that was here, those who come into that sphere of energy can't help but feel it. And we can't help but feel the energy no matter what it is. So how about if we focus on our passions, and that way it's an uplifting energy. So once we have those thoughts and feelings percolate in there, we can blend how we strongly feel about whatever that is into specific action. And then noticing how that increases our energy. Now, often we can equate all of those things, equate our purpose with grandiose ideas that we have to save the planet or end hunger worldwide or whatever that is. Now, if that's the conclusion you get with some of your passions, great. But it doesn't have to be that way. Howard Thurman said this. He said, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. It doesn't have to be big. I got goosebumps with that one. It doesn't have to be huge. It's whatever inspires you to move out into the world. Bob Goff in his book, Dream Big, said this. A long time ago, a friend told me there's a difference between whittling and carving. One is just killing time. The other is laden with purpose. Keep carving. And it's okay to whittle, too. And yet, if the carving is what brings you joy, then keep carving. Keep doing that. So what are your passions? So figuring that out first, opening, percolating those ideas. And then the second step is notice the connection between your passion and your purpose. What are your passions? And now move into the purpose. Here's a story to exemplify this. There was a young woman whose name, Mary, who loved the planet Earth, festivals, and activism. Those were her passions. She contributed her love for all three by attending a music festival honoring another woman who had chained herself to an old growth tree, redwood tree, to save it. Her name was Julia Butterfly, and I don't know if any of you had the chance to read her book. It was years ago, called The Legacy of Luna. So this is a story within a story. So in Legacy of Luna, Julia tells of her experience of living in this beautiful redwood tree, which they named Luna. And she lived there for 738 days on a 4-foot by 6-foot platform. Can you imagine? Over 2 years she lived on there. She didn't come down. And what had happened was there had been a lot of rain, and because of the logging that had happened in that area, it flooded the town. And these activists, not just Julia, but others, were realizing that if you let the old growth stay, it helps keep the water from going into the town. So she was up there. She had a team of 8 people who would rotate and come and bring her supplies of food and clothing. She had to go through freezing rain, helicopter harassment, logger harassment, other people who came, protesters. But her purpose was to prevent the tree from being cut down along with those in the surrounding area. And as her story goes, it finally ended when Pacific Lumber agreed to preserve not only Luna, but all the trees within a 200-foot buffer zone. And the money that was raised during that time for Julia Butterfly and for Luna, $50,000 was raised, and they donated that. They gave that to the logging company, who actually ended up donating to Humboldt State University so that research could be done on a sustainable forestry. So that's huge. Yeah. Okay, that's huge. That's Julia Butterfly. And then this other woman, back to the festival now, she goes to this festival, and at the event, Julia spoke to all of the festival participants, and she reprimanded them for creating so much garbage at the festival without recycling it and further littering the planet. And so Mary, upon hearing those harsh words, felt really terrible. She left the festival in tears, and she felt shame for the problem that she had added to, and she let her feelings percolate for a short time, and then she turned her passion of loving the earth, festivals, and activism to create a really powerful recycling company now that's going, made a positive impact in California. It's continuing to this day. They call her Green Mary. Her name is Mary Minot. She also has created, it's called goodworks.org, which continues to do amazing things to diverse groups of people. So her passion, after percolating, became her purpose. So you don't have to figure it all out at once. You just go and do what your passions are, and eventually it creates this idea of, oh, now I know what I'm supposed to do. So take your time. Take your time. One of the things I told you that I love to do is read, and a few years ago, I read a book called The Art of Spiritual Peacemaking by James Twyman. I don't know if any of you have read it. And in the book, there are 33 lessons, one for each week of 33 weeks, and there are 365 daily messages. And I, after starting reading it, I was inspired to want to grow further and open my home to people who wanted to read the book too so we could have discussions. So we ended up having like 20 people, and it was so hilarious because we're all like crunched in there together. But what we decided to do was we would read one of the main 33 sections every week, every day, and then every day we would do the daily message and we'd come back once a week. So for 33 weeks, we grew from this passion that I had to grow myself spiritually and to share this book. And it didn't stop there. We ended up meeting for probably, I'm gonna say 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
We would pick other books that we'd like, that we'd wanna share, and then we would go off on that track, and then we would pick up other things. So that passion I had to wanna grow myself spiritually, enjoy reading, extended out to this amazing thing that happened, this purpose of all of us getting together. So it's simple. It started out very simply. You don't have to change the world. Change your world. So have you noticed in your life where your passions have created your purpose in life for living daily? So notice what they are. Notice what your passions are. Notice how they move into purpose. And then third, what challenges do you find being human during that process? Because a lot of times I think that we end up defaulting to judging ourselves or comparing ourselves with others. Look what Julia Butterfly did. Look what Mary did. Oh, and I read a book. I say it differently now because I know what happened in the process. I read a book and included all these individuals who, as we went through the weeks, we all grew spiritually and we shared deep stuff with one another. So think about that as a human being. For me, where do I stop myself because I don't know if I'm good enough, enough, fill in the blank, right? Enough, whatever your enoughs are. I don't know. We're never separate from the universal intelligence, ever, ever. That's the truth. So we're guided in the directions we need to take by first just allowing ourselves to feel that passion and then recognizing, oh, there's a purpose in this for me, and then sharing that and recognizing, yeah, I'm human, and yet I'm not alone. Ever, and to trust in that experience. So as we move forward towards our dreams, taking our passions out into the world, we must not be afraid to take the first step because, again, we are never, ever alone. I think I say that every time I'm here. I probably say it more for me than for you, but I say it. You know, we're never alone. Just remember that we're never alone. And we will make mistakes. And, oh, well. Right? Oh, well. Intuit is a software company that gives a special award for the best failures and creates failure parties to celebrate them. The Intuit co-founder said, "Every failure teaches something important that can be the seed for the next great idea." Isn't that true? There's also an award at Google for making mistakes and taking risks. Both companies recognize that lessons come out of discovering what doesn't work. So that's part of life. That's the being human part. We make mistakes, oh well, that happens. So as we released that perceived opinion of ourselves and how we maybe compare to others, we actually get to move more towards the knowing of what our purpose is through our passions. I mentioned that I love taking pictures, and I post on, I just do it with my phone. I mean, I love the ocean. That's like my favorite place to be. If I could be anywhere, that's where I would be, especially on a day like today, right? And I'm glad I'm here right now, here with all of you. But I take pictures and I post them, and I took one of my granddaughter recently. She's almost four, and we were at Cannon Beach, and you could see Haystack Rock in the distance. And she's running. At this point, actually, I think she was just walking, but it was later in the afternoon, so the sun was starting to go down. And I took it from behind, and she was looking over to the ocean and watching, but she had this stance about her. And while I looked at the picture later on, I actually had it printed into a 2-foot by 4-foot canvas because I loved it so much. And when I look at that picture, for me, it makes me, I had this vision of the future where I'm taking another picture of her walking and the same thing and being able to look at comparison. Yeah. It just, so for me, for somebody else looking at some of the things I take, it might like be like, well, that's not the best picture in the world. It doesn't matter. Because for me, it's a passion that I have to take nature and see what does nature look like right now with my granddaughter in it, and then what is nature going to look like in the future. It creates in me a sense of well-being, of centeredness, of focus. So when I see pictures on my phone that are like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to ever show that to anyone. You know what's great? Delete. And even if anybody ever saw them, it didn't matter because it really doesn't matter. It's just like I love taking the pictures and going through them and seeing. That was my experience in that moment. So what do you do that may not look perfect to others? And keep doing it. You know, think about it. This is the human part of us, who we are. Jim Carrey, I'm sure all of you know who he is, a comedian. He had a natural talent of bringing his passion to being a dramatic individual, being in drama. His parents would invite friends over when he was a child, and he easily became a theatrical entertainer. So he discovered that he found joy in making people laugh and learned a valuable lesson from his father. He said, so many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality, he said. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that was possible for him. So he made a conservative choice, and instead, he got a job as an accountant. Well, the moral of the story for Jim Carrey, he says, when I was 12 years old, my dad was let go from his safe job. Our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which is that you can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. Isn't that great? And look at what Jim Carrey turned out to be. An amazing, amazing thing. So how again do you go about percolating your perfectly imperfect passion as you live your purpose out loud? So one, examine your passions. Two, notice the connection between your passions and your purpose. Three, what are the challenges of being human? And four, step into your passion and purpose by shining your light and living out loud. Right? That's the part Nadine was talking about. It's so easy. One step at a time, right? This isn't a rush. We're not competing against anybody else. We get there as we go. But step into it little by little by little, however that is. The universe doesn't make mistakes. We're all divine. We're all part of the universe. We've been created to be here at this time with our specific passions, with our specific purposes. These are qualities of the soul that each one of us have been instilled with from the minute the connection occurred when we were created. So we fulfill that by actually going out and living our passions through our purpose. We have been given a body with an expiration date. We don't know the time and place when we're going to change from physical form and transition, but it is inevitable. At least for now it is. Who knows what's going to happen in the future? So how would we live? What would we do differently if we knew there was just a short amount of time left? Think about that. What are the passions that you have now that you would do more of if you only knew that you had a short amount of time to live? What are those priorities? Would your priorities shuffle? What do you think about that? Would we squelch our passions? Probably not. And purpose because we didn't feel worthy if we knew we only had a short time? We may not ever know how spectacular our offering into the world is from the perspective that we have right now. We may never know, but it doesn't matter. We take our own time, one step at a time. So 34 years ago, and I don't know how that's even possible, a movie came out titled The Dead Poets Society. If you have not seen it, what? I'm just getting goosebumps all over the place. Robin Williams played the lead role as an English teacher at an elite boarding school who inspired students by teaching poetry. He encouraged the students to embrace their individualism, think independently, and to pursue their passions. He said to them, do you remember what he said? Carpe diem. Seize the day. Carpe diem. So knowing that what we demonstrate is a key factor of who we are, we need to continue not to play small. There's no reason to play small anymore. Why? Done. So it's getting out of our own way, not needing comfort zones necessarily, but seizing the day. Changing our perspectives if we feel that we may not belong or whatever. Change that perspective. Get out of that. Live boldly. Whenever I think that or say that, I think of Star Trek. Live boldly and go where, what's the, and boldly go where you, where no man or whatever, yeah. So pretend you're one of the Star Trek ones, you know, live boldly. Yeah. I know, I always forget if it's that or what was Nanu? That was a different one. Was this one Nanu? Or this is Live Long and Prosper? Okay, well, there's another one that Mork did too, and I can't remember. Well, anyway. But again, live boldly and live out loud. When we embrace that purpose, those passions, those things that we're called to do, we deliberately step into our power. So embrace those ideas that you have of things that you want to do. So before getting out of bed, maybe practice mindfulness and gratitude. Feel how wonderful it is to have a bed to sleep on, a nice bed. A body that moves, a roof over our heads. So that would be setting the tone for your day, visualizing joy and love, and then feel the energy around you. So do simple things that naturally restore your energy, whatever that is. Each day, do one thing that brings you joy. And then from that place of alignment, reach for a greater opportunity for self-expression, whatever that is. Your purpose will become your passion, and your passion, your purpose, when you speak it out loud. So Stephanie Geminata was born in 1986. She was bullied through school and called the germ. Labeled as weird and an outsider, she struggled to make it through. What kept her going was her love of music, both singing and playing the piano. She sang at open mic nights throughout high school and auditioned for many events with numerous rejections. Later, she was sexually abused and suffered from PTSD. Despite all of these setbacks, she continued to believe in her passion and purpose for being here, which was music. We know her today as Lady Gaga, an award-winning singer and actor. She's recognized for her philanthropic causes, including the LGBTQ plus community, other marginalized groups. She's been an advocate for mental health issues, women causes, and civil rights. Lady Gaga is an excellent example of someone who is passionately living their purpose out loud. She kept going. She knew that that's what she wanted to do, and it gave her inspiration, and through her inspiration, then living out loud, she's given so many others inspiration. Buddha said, your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart, give yourself to it. So what are your passions? Have you noticed how they've morphed into purpose? Keep noticing that in your day-to-day activities and do more of that. I had a dear friend who I love very much passed away on Wednesday. And I was thinking about his passions and his purpose. He loved music and he loved playing the drums. And when I would visit him, he had it set up where he had his turntable, yes, records, vinyl, and a case of records, and he told me, I was the producer, that I would get to go pick out the album, put it on, put the needle down, and then we'd each have a set of headphones. And he would drum, so I could hear him drumming to the music. And during those times, time was gone. There was no time. You know that when you're doing something that you love so much that you don't even realize that, oh, wow, 2 hours has gone by and you didn't even know. He loved music, and because I love it too. So if I didn't know the song, I would look it up on my phone so I had lyrics so I would get to sing. And it didn't matter if anybody was around or not. I didn't care. I had earphones on anyway. I couldn't hear my voice in the earphones, but I'm not saying that my voice is terrible, but you know, it was just that place of I got to sing out loud. And anytime we sing, you know, the vibration that goes in our body. When we, you know, I could have gone on a lot longer, but he started to get tired after a while. One time he was making breakfast, and I was the sous chef, so my stuff got done early. And then he was cooking away, and I put on a record. And the meal was ready, set out on the table, and Sweet Judy Blue Eyes came on, Crosby, Stills, Nash. Now, this is not a short song. It's long. And there's something about that song that, again, we went to a place far away where we were singing, and harmonies were coming in there, and it was like, the food obviously was cold by the time we got to it, but it didn't matter. We just went to that place of that passion around music and his purpose to share that with other people. So it doesn't take a lot to create that aliveness within ourselves that we can share with other people. So whatever that is for you, just remember what Robin Williams said, carpe diem, seize the day. So I want you to repeat after me. Now listen, it's going to be long. I passionately and boldly share my purpose with the world. I passionately and boldly share my purpose with the world. And again, I passionately and boldly share my purpose with the world. Allow your eyes to close or look down for a moment. And take a deep breath in. And recognize that there are some deep passions within you that are just waiting to break free. And also knowing that those passions allow you to share your light with the world. As we take those passions and move into purpose and take a step forward, sharing our music, sharing our photography, sharing our books, sharing our love of whatever it is, allows you to shine your light and be exactly who it is that you are meant to be in this world. Living life out loud. Living beautifully. Living in the human form, which sometimes may not be easy, and yet still taking a step each day. So definitely live boldly. Take that passion, your purpose, recognizing you are important in this world. There will never, ever be anyone like you. Each one of us is needed right here and right now. And so again, seize the day, carpe diem. And so it is. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.